welcome to the Questionnaires podcast, where each week we source the best questions from the internet and try to provide the best advice from...
Are headphones just drinking straws for your ears?
To...
Is cussing adult language or childish?
We're here to prove that every question deserves an answer. Joining me this week, as always, is Marcus.
Hello, Tom.
And Damien.
Good question, Tom. Marcus, yeah. I'm not going to swear. No, can't start the podcast
like that. Can't start with swearing.
No, hello, exactly. Tom. We do make it an explicit tag on the podcast.
We do.
Do you think we get away? There's some weeks where we're not explicit. Do you think there's any week where we could be like, you know what? We don't need to put that little tag on there.
We probably do, but
I guarantee you, if you went through the content-wise, maybe it's not explicit, but I guarantee you every episode of the Questionnaires has at least one swear word in it.
I've probably got the potty mouth. Probably swear. I say, there's a thing. I say shit for stuff. Like, you know, let's go do that shit. Mm-hmm. Like,
Your girlfriend says, don't talk like that, please.
Please, my mom doesn't like this.
I feel like another one is just like, motherfucker. Like you said, well, you know, and then I'm just like, well, motherfucker, what are you doing?
Well, we definitely need the explicit one on this one.
I try not to swear too much.
Yeah.
I try and dole it out, like, just every now and then, because when you do use it, if every second word is a swear word, doesn't hit as hard.
That's true.
If you used to a little bit of garnish every now and then, well, I feel like the impact is like felt more.
The best comedians don't swear.
Yeah.
Like, they could be funny without swearing.
Yeah.
So.
And we are not the best comedians.
We are not the best comedians.
Three of the worst comedians in the room at one time.
So swearing is basically just our fail-safe. If a joke's not working, just drop an F-bomb and then.
Is that episode of The Simpsons where they're like, they're going to say shit on TV. And then they have like an episode of Drew Carey where all they're going is just like, shit. And everyone's laughing.
That's how fun. The Simpsons.
I say Simpsons?
Yeah.
No, shit.
But even still, do you feel like there's ever a listener that goes, sees explicit, and they go to that one episode where we didn't swear and go, where was the swear words?
Yeah.
Oh, I thought you were going to say maybe they see the explicit tag and say, I'm not going to listen to the podcast.
That too.
Yeah, I guess.
I've heard of there's some video game streamers that I watch, and I've seen in the comments people will be like, guys, can you tone the swearing down? Because I've been a fan of you guys for 10 years, but now I have kids and I can't watch your content in front of them.
You shouldn't need to change. They shouldn't need to change the content because your situation has changed.
Yeah. And also, are you going to go through a 4-hour live stream and censor every swear word? That'd take forever. It's not going to happen.
It's the same with the podcast. I would not censor. The only time I censor is when it's sometimes it's funnier with a censor.
Yeah.
And it's not actually nothing bad has been said, but a censor really sets it off. Yeah. Or if you've said something and you're just I'm calling someone out or something like that. Anyway,
by name.
Yeah, right. Hulk Hogan will come for you.
Yeah, exactly.
Anyway, how are we going, boys? It's a nice Saturday afternoon.
Yeah, it was a beautiful day.
We have a friend's 30th tonight.
You do,
which you're looking forward to.
Yeah, nice one.
It's kind of funny because he's having it at a venue we used to go to a lot when we were teenagers. So I'm looking at
early 20s even.
Yeah. Yeah. We were early 20s.
We were there for about 10 years, maybe 5 years of our life, I think.
Every weekend.
It was it's just because the music was it was when the indie rock was happening a lot.
I mean, if you wanted to hear Arctic Monkeys or The Strokes, that's just synonymous with that place.
You went there a few times as well, Tom.
Yeah, for sure.
So I'm kind of looking at tonight as a 30th / a funeral for our youth.
If these walls could talk.
Yeah, exactly. It's a celebration, but also I'm wearing black too, you know.
Right.
Yeah.
I was thinking, am I wearing black tonight?
It's a funeral. So
I should.
Join the black parade, boys. Yeah, come on.
Exactly.
Well, that's good. Well, look, let's just jump into the show then so you guys can get pumped up for tonight. We're going to answer some questions from the internet that we find that people need advice. And that's what we're going to do. We're going to provide that advice to these people, try to help them on their way. That's how the show works. The other thing we do is we choose a theme each week to name the question askers. And it's Damien's theme this week.
It is my theme. I just can't remember. In the intro, did you say Yahoo Answers or the internet?
I said the internet.
He said the internet. He said it so much so that he stuffed up the first time. Yeah, it's just he's not used
to
saying the internet.
Stuff up, though.
No. Tom's going to make it perfect.
It throws me. When you've done 230 odd episodes or 200 and something episodes saying Yahoo Answers
yeah, for sure.
And it rolls off the dome. I remember when I used to early days, I would read it off a phone.
Yeah.
Because it was a mouthful.
Yeah.
And then it just became something
easy.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, fair enough. I mean, at this point, I was could we even drop the intro? I don't know.
Just say hi. You know what we're about.
Maybe it kind of feels weird to do that. I don't know. We've kind of set a precedent after 200 and something episodes.
Yeah, I mean, people might just scrub past the intro song and the intro. And then they're join me as always is Marcus and Damien.
Yeah.
True. Look.
Maybe it's time to reinvent.
I don't know. Who cares?
That means more thinking.
We're too far gone.
Yeah, we are too far gone.
Okay.
Okay, so the theme for this week. I want you guys to name your question askers after something you thought was going to be a common danger in life, but when you grew up, you kind of realized it wasn't a thing. So, for example, like falling pianos from buildings.
Yeah.
You know,
anything made by Acme.
Yes, yeah. Like piranhas. Yeah, I always thought I was going to go in water. You know, if you swallowed a watermelon seed, is it going to grow inside your stomach?
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Those type of things.
Piranhas, okay. That's a good one.
Piranhas are good. I didn't go into open water. Not open water, ponds.
Yeah, right.
Swamps.
Streams and stuff. Yeah. In the Amazon. Okay.
Yeah, speaking of the Amazon, this is not my one for my theme.
Yeah.
I had the fear of, it is a real thing, but like that thing where like if you pee in, like have you heard of these, I don't know if it's like a parasite. It's like a parasite when you pee. Or is it a fish? I don't know.
It swims upstream.
It swims up your pee stream.
It's like a salmon.
Exactly. Oh! These insects are trying to mate in your penis.
But like not the delicious kind of salmon. This is one that...
It's not John West.
No.
John West will throw it out.
It's the salmon that John West rejects that swims up your pee hole.
Yes, but that's what it does.
It goes right up there.
Yeah. You guys have heard of that, right?
I know that there's... I've heard of things like if you put your ears in the water, you get like a flesh-eating amoeba in your brain.
God, yeah.
It like,
but it apparently swims like up your pee stream into your pee hole.
It likes the saltiness.
Wow.
I don't know about that.
But I don't know about the insect that goes up your butt, your pee either.
The golden salmon. Who knows?
I'm pretty sure it's a real thing. The golden salmon. Yeah.
All right. Well, I'm going to go first with this one. And this one, I feel like I used a lot. I did, when I would do like lots of drawings and stuff and stories, when I write lots of stories in like grade 4, like creative writing things. I'm gonna go with lava.
Yeah.
Ooh.
Like there are no active volcanoes, I think, on our whole continent. Are there any active volcanoes in Australia?
No, I'm not sad.
We own an area in Antarctica that has a volcano. Hey, I know that.
It's like we had to get a volcano somehow.
Yeah, that's it. We went to Antarctica.
I don't know if there's any active ones here, though. Don't know.
It's definitely not an actual thing to worry about.
I've never heard of lava spilling in Australia.
No.
Okay, I'm not going to make any definitive statements about lava.
Yeah.
I know how passionate our fan base is about lava, so I'm not going to.
Okay.
Did you just think you were going to come across it?
I just thought it just became like a real threat that if you were out in the open, out in the wilderness, it'd be like the earth could open up and lava will start flowing through.
Right, yeah.
And so I'd always throw that in a creative writing story. It'd be like a little bit of juiciness. Sprinkle that in there.
And you never know, the earth might crack open and you might fall into lava.
You never know. All right, so lava writes in... Husband spends too much time on TikTok. So my husband has an obsession with TikTok. He's 40, by the way, not 14. He takes his phone into the bathroom and will spend ages just mindlessly scrolling. We have two young kids, and I think he just does it for some peace. But it means I'm constantly having to go and knock on the door and ask, are you okay? Are you going to be in there long? Will you come and help me with these tiny humans? It's a pain in the ass. I was making a full roast dinner and saw him heading off upstairs. I said it'll be ready in 20 minutes, so don't be long. I set the table, finished cooking, got the kids to the table, and just thought, I'm not going to seek him out. This is ridiculous. I 100% wanted to see how long it would take him to come out on his own. 2 hours and 10 minutes.
Oh, wow.
God.
In that time, we had finished the meal. I had cleared the kitchen and the floor, done the dishes, and done a load of laundry, and the kids were halfway through a film. He came down and yelled at me that I should have told him the meal was ready. I told him I'm not his mother and it's not my job to go and seek him. He stormed out saying he's not eating his meal now as roast dinners are rubbish heated in the microwave. And this is all my fault.
TikTok is the only sustenance I need. Yeah, right.
I feast on short 7 to 15 second content.
Yeah. Anyway, Tom, is this your wife writing into you?
I don't have a TikTok obsession that I would use to roast dinner.
You don't have an obsession, but I will say every week when we see each other.
Yep.
You'll be like, oh, I saw this on TikTok. Or you bring up TikTok at least once.
Look. I might occasionally flick through the talk.
but he doesn't.
You've done it when we've been here. We're waiting to start the show.
Yeah.
We hear audio playing from Tom's phone and I see him swiping up. I'm like, well, he's definitely not on Tinder.
Up and down is better than left and right. Okay. Well, it's true. It's up and down.
It's one of those ones where I understand completely from the guy's point of view. Maybe not the 2 hour point of thing, but sitting on the toilet for peace and quiet.
Right.
I get that because I do that all the time.
But is it really that noisy everywhere else you go that you need to
I don't
to
have
be-
kids, so it doesn't really, I can go so anywhere
be,
in the house.
Wouldn't you be the noisiest person in your house that you're like, I need some peace and quiet from me.
It's, you know, it's chances to sit down and not have to think about anything, relieve yourself. And then, you know, once that's done, then you're like, then I have to get up.
Mm. But 2 hours.
2 hours is too long.
And 10 minutes.
Of course, sorry.
Don't forget that. I'm sure his legs would have fallen.
That 10 minutes was for him to actually like do a poop.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And then the rest was just recreation.
Does this ever happen to you guys? I'm going to admit this because, you know, I've probably said worse things on the podcast.
Uh-huh.
But there are times I've definitely like been on Reddit on the toilet.
Yeah.
And then I don't realize how much time has passed, and my wife will yell out, "Are you okay?" And I say, yeah. And then I look at the time, like, oh,
hang on a second.
I finished hours ago. Yeah, this is hours ago. But like, you know, I finished my business long ago. I can get off the toilet now.
All the time. And the best part is that's happened to me once before when my partner's gone, "Are you okay?"
Yep.
And it just so happened I had to fart at that point.
Show me signs of life, please.
So I did. And she goes, "I guess you are." I'm like, yep.
I got it.
I guess the indication you've been on the toilet for too long on your phone.
Yeah.
Is that when you try to get up, you have pins and needles in your legs.
Oh, yeah.
And you're trying to walk out of the bathroom and you can't because your body's like
walking like a mummy, like your arms out.
No wiping circulation. Is so hard when you have to lean on one side.
That's why Marcus, wiping.
Why? Okay.
They had to go there.
Why? We were delicately traversing this topic.
Don't care.
There was a high wire above the toilet and then we just fell straight into the bowl.
What is it about staying like in the bathroom though? Like, because the toilet seat is not traditionally a comfortable chair.
No,
you've got more comfortable chairs in your house.
Yeah.
You've got a couch.
Mm.
You've got an armchair.
Have you ever?
They're not cushioned
It's
or anything.
True, but have you ever had the Japanese toilet sat on a
I've
Japanese?
Never used one of those fancy toilets.
They're really nice.
Where they heat up and they got LED lights and they play like the Rude Sandstorm. Oh,
you need that, you know. It helps you go.
I want to get one.
Yeah.
But I do think, like you said, if I'm already spending that much time on the toilet, do I want to upgrade it to like the Rolls Royce of toilet seats? Because then I'll never
leave. That's like saying putting a TV in your bathroom or your toilet.
Yeah.
It's like, is that really the best idea to be like, I'm going to be here for the long run? Mm. You've got like a lazy boy toilet. That reclines
Let's
out.
Just say I'm in the most comfortable chair.
It makes me think of one of our friends. And I like the idea, but I don't want to do it because I think it'll make me spend too much time in the shower.
Mm-hmm.
He bought waterproof headphones so he can listen to a podcast while he's showering.
Really?
And I was like, I like that idea, but I don't know. I think if I'm really engaged in a podcast, I'm sure this happens to you guys. You'll get home from work. You listen to a podcast, be like, oh, I really want to hear what's next. So you get out of the car, you keep applying while you walk in the house and you keep doing what you're doing.
Yeah. Set it on the table or something.
Yeah, exactly. I do that
all the time when I listen to questionnaires. I'm sure I listen to it too. Yeah.
You can't miss this podcasting.
What if I miss Marcus's poop reference?
This is must listen podcast.
That little nugget of gold, you can't miss out on that.
By the way, everyone crossed off the bingo card of you mentioning poo on an episode. But you get what I mean? So I just think if I'm just listening to a podcast in the shower, where does it end? I think you sometimes need to disconnect in some ways.
People have waterproof speakers, I think. So I feel like there was a time where it's just like those ones that you just sort of
put in the shower.
I used to have this waterproof radio when I was like younger that you'd hang in the shower. You'd hang it on the
wall. They used to have a suction cup.
Yeah, exactly. And you just like, I could listen to fucking Tracy Bartram.
Why do you listen to Tracy Bartram?
I don't know. I'm just trying to think someone from the 90s that was on the radio.
Okay, fair enough.
Docile tones of Tracy Bartram.
Yeah.
I mean, that was a thing, and I feel like that's more or less. I'm not in the shower for that long that I need to have entertainment.
Yeah.
I'm not busy doing my business, like, you know, washing and stuff. So
yeah.
But the bathroom is one other thing. Before phones, you'd have to bring in a magazine or something, right?
It was one of those ones where you like, isn't there like a can of something that actually like a spray or a bottle or something, or shampoo where it actually has like text on the back of it, knowing you're going to read it on the toilet.
But still, you can only read it once.
That's cool.
Rather than ingredients and everything like that, it's just got
Did you guys do that? I definitely did that where I spent too much time on longer than I thought it would. So I'd start reading like the aerosol cans just whatever was around me to keep me entertained.
Is this going to kill me?
I'm going to die.
All right. Well, this is more about, I guess, spending too much time on a social media platform.
Yes. And I think TikTok, I've seen people use it. I feel like they... You can just swipe forever, right?
That's the problem. I think it just keeps going. And it's not like when you go through like an Instagram or something like that, you eventually reach stuff you've seen, or a Twitter feed, you eventually reach stuff that, all right, cool, this is where I picked up last time. Cool. I'm now up to date.
And Instagram tells you that, right?
Well, it's like, you're all up to date. It says like, fuck off. Go.
We're done here.
Go enjoy
your children.
TikTok is just like, keep ticking.
It means gambling.
Keep gambling. Keep talking.
Yeah.
And like, it's endless. It's bottomless. You get to a point where you're just like,
you're watching the crap of the crap.
I'm like, this is shit. This is awful. What am I doing? And then you hit a gem and you're like, oh, suddenly I got that rush and I want to keep
talking. The endorphin hit.
Yeah. It hits differently and you just keep going. So it is a dangerous, it's a well.
Yeah.
Be honest. What's the longest you've spent on TikTok?
I reckon I could probably kill an hour on TikTok.
Okay.
I reckon an hour, you know, in bed.
But that is not at
the
sacrifice of eating dinner with your children and stuff,
like,
right?
I wouldn't starve and be like, where's my roast dinner?
Where I feel this guy, especially this story, this particular example, he knew she was cooking dinner.
Mm-hmm. Right. And he's like, cool, I'm just going to go do a little tick plop and I'll be back.
Yeah. So there's two issues here. Either A, he just completely ignored it, or B, he gets lost in the talk.
Yeah, yeah.
And so he needs you knocking on that door saying, get out.
Yeah, yeah.
Because otherwise he gets lost, clearly.
I don't think it's
but all, I don't, but it's, I think it's her fault.
It's almost like the question last week about being woken up for something important. It's pretty much the same thing, but this guy is just like, he's mindlessly going through TikTok.
Yeah.
And he can do it after. Like, you can just go, bang, I can eat my food, and then you can do it, like, your social media after as well. Like, it's not something that needs to be done then and there. Yeah. That's the thing.
Plus, he has, like, he has children.
Yeah.
Like, the wife has children to look after. Yeah. She doesn't need a third grown child that she has to get down to. Yeah. Like, hey, dinner's ready, darling.
He's 14. He's 40. Not 14, by the way. Exactly. Yeah. Clarified. True. So.
Yeah.
Hey, as Marcus gives us his closing statements, can you go to your, do you know that Apple tells you how long you've spent on an app this week?
Yep.
Could you tell us how long you've spent on TikTok?
I will.
So you're not under investigation here. I'm just curious. Marcus, please, your closing statement.
My final statement on this. Now, I feel like, all right, you need to help. It sounds like he's got a bit of an addiction.
Mm-hmm.
Sounds like it. You need to help him. If you want more out of him, blaming him, telling him to get better won't probably fix it. But you need to help him get it. So maybe it's, hey, talk to him about it. Let's put a timer inside the toilet, like a
shot clock.
No, not a shot clock, but necessarily, you know, those like Scrabble, like the hourglasses. They go for 2 minutes.
Hang on, hourglasses are not from Scrabble.
No. But the Scrabble hourglass.
Yeah, like a little mini hourglass.
I thought
hourglass.
I was saying, like, you know, they invented the hourglass.
No. Scrabble didn't invent
it. Milton Bradley invented the hourglass.
Everybody knows Days of Our Lives invented the hourglass, Marcus, before you start, you know, giving this propaganda.
Stands for the hourglass.
Yeah, exactly. But that, I reckon you say, look, let's do this so you don't spend too long on the toilet. Do it two times or three times.
I agree with you, but that is ridiculous that it has to get to that.
Well, if he's stuck on the toilet for 2 hours, clearly he's not paying attention.
Do you know what she maybe needs to do as well? Make a TikTok account.
Yeah.
Make a video of her holding his children saying, me and your children, we miss you.
Yeah.
If he's swiping for 2 hours, he'll get to that video eventually.
Exactly.
Yeah.
I found it.
Dinner is ready. Come downstairs.
So I will say, let's just go by, this is from the last couple of weeks. I've dropped off my TikTok use. So this is from the 25th of April, the week of 25th.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
2 hours and 30 minutes in a week of TikTok.
Okay, that's okay. Not too bad.
The next week was 2 hours and 21 minutes. Then I dropped down to 123. This week, 50 minutes.
Wow.
So I'm actually weaning off TikTok.
Maybe, but you know what? The week's not over yet. Maybe you do an hour session today.
This is where I do most of my talking is after on the weekends. You know, we've got two more days, boys. Yeah, I'm bringing those numbers right.
It's where you do your best work.
Yeah, exactly. So, exactly. I mean, look, I sort of flick through Twitter and stuff, and like Safari was up there as well. So if I'm like, I don't know, doing a bit of Oz bargain and stuff like that, you know, it happens. So, but look, there's nothing wrong with having a bit of downtime, but I think this guy's doing a little bit too much at the detriment of his family time. Mm. And obviously, you know, he's not helping out with anything else. And he's got that expectation. He's mad because he's like not being brought out of the bathroom. It's like, you can do it yourself, Lava. Get off your lazy ass.
You don't need someone telling you, hey, you spent too long on the toilet.
You should be able to know and keep track of where you're at.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think. You're a 40-year-old man. He's gone to the toilet his whole life. I'm pretty sure he can figure
it out. Lava's the wife. What should the Lava do then?
I mean, Marcus said the shot clock in the toilet, which I mean, that could work. Yeah. But given how like angry the dad was about this, like he doesn't think he's in the wrong for spending 2 hours and, you know, neglecting his roles as a father, his duties as a father.
Well, he needs to learn it.
Tom, you're the dad here.
Yep.
What would you, if your wife was doing this, how would you fix the situation?
Oh, look, it's fine for me because it's like, obviously there is stuff to do either way. And I think everyone needs their downtime. I think everyone needs to have a bit of a, you know, time for themselves. And if that's what the relief that they need, I would, you know, welcome that. I think it's good to sort of, I know you don't want to be the nagging person to be like, what are you doing? Do this, come do this, come do this. You want to have that little bit of freedom, but you also, there's a limit to that.
Yeah.
So, I mean, it's a delicate balance act. I don't know if I could specifically say. Depends on how long it would be before I'm just like, all right, it's enough of the talk.
Yeah.
I don't know. But I think it's like, you should be able to like, this guy needs to pull his weight basically is what I think.
He does.
All right. Well, let's leave
that's
it there
for enough talk about the TikTok.
Enough about that.
TikTok.
TikTok. Who wants to go next, Marcus?
I'll go next.
All right. What do you got?
All right.
For
so
us?
This one is going to come from Killer Bees.
The bees.
And so to sort of preface, I remember watching a movie as like a 4 or 5 year old. I think it was called My Girl.
Yeah.
Where Macaulay Culkin got killed by bees or wasps.
Spoilers, Marcus.
Whoa.
That movie is like 20 years old.
I was joking.
Yeah. All right. Anyway, and I thought to myself, fuck. Bees are dangerous things.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And I was very scared of bees.
Yeah.
And I thought they were everywhere. So every time I saw a bee, I thought it was going to kill me. Turns out, no, they're not going to kill you unless you're allergic.
They're working as well. They're just like, dude, I'm like, I've got a 9-to-5.
Yeah. If only the wet bandits from Home Alone knew that bees would have killed Macaulay Culkin.
Yeah, right.
Because he took them down over and over.
He was allergic.
They didn't need paint cans. They just needed a bee.
There was this movie. I don't know if you guys had seen it. It was a daytime movie where I remember this is the scene. This is the setup for the movie. Some kids are on like a dirt bike and they go to like this forest where there's all these beehives and they have like a shotgun or something like that. And they shoot all the beehives. They go bang, 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 and then they jet off on their bike, and the bees basically chase them into like they go to their house, they lock the door, and then the bees are basically like covered the house, and they're stuck in this house covered in bees. I've never been able to find what the movie is.
No. Never seen that.
It was just a dream, maybe.
If somebody or
it's
our listeners,
it's my girl to Judgment Day.
If one of our listeners know what this movie is, please
let me know if it exists. There was a house that's covered in bees, and the people are stuck in the house because these kids shot the beehives.
My memory of My Girl is how Macaulay Culkin dies is similar to like a war movie, like Saving Private Ryan, when someone gets shot like a million times.
Yeah, right.
That's how he dies.
It's like bees. Like Platoon. He falls down to his knees. And then
yeah.
Like when Snake dies in what's it called, Metal Gear Solid. It's like echoes.
Exactly.
Macaulay.
I do enjoy, Tom, that everybody has a memory of a daytime movie. Yes. And you remember one part and nobody else knows what you're talking about.
Nope.
And you cannot find it online.
Nope.
Everybody
never
has a movie like
never
that.
Go on, Marcus.
All right, so Killer Bees writes in: if a neighbor walks onto your property and takes a free newspaper from your house, is that stealing? A free newspaper is delivered to every house every week. Sometimes I don't retrieve the paper that's delivered on my driveway or lawn right away. It's my property, and if the paper is outside on my yard, that's nobody else's business, right? My next door neighbor walks right into my property and takes my paper every week. I've seen him do it, and I didn't want to go out there and confront him since he starts bringing up all kinds of stuff from the past. Is taking a free newspaper that's delivered to my property considered stealing? I'm not going to call the cops about a free paper, though, but I'm just wondering if it is theft. Why would he take my paper when he gets his own? The only thing I can think of is that he wants store coupons.
Oh.
Killer bees.
Now I took my language. I like the coupons.
See, that wasn't my thought. I was like, oh, maybe he's like house training a puppy.
Yeah, for sure. I mean, and newspapers, like if you got to pay for it, you may as well.
Yeah, get the free one.
Get the free ones.
Well, I don't know.
The coupons make more sense.
Coupons make sense. But I remember like moving, for example, I would always need like newspapers. I'm like, just, you know, just cover for the paper.
Or you fine china that you have.
Yeah, exactly. Plenty of fine china.
Yeah.
But that's what I would think about newspaper taking free paper. But yeah, you're right. Coupons.
Or paper mache-ing.
Yes. Comes a big paper mache.
Yeah, for sure. Look, this is interesting. I just like talking about free newspapers. Do you remember the MX newspaper?
Yes. Yeah. On the train, yeah.
So when you go on the train, if you were to like take the train home from the city, anytime after like 4 o'clock, I think that's when they would have people
there issue on them. Yeah.
Handing out MX newspaper, which is basically, I don't know, what is it? Melbourne.
Extreme!
Is that what it stands for? I don't know.
It was made by the Herald Sun, wasn't it? That was the whole thing.
So it was
like
a little produced newspaper. But you would sit on the train, you'd have something to read on the train.
Yeah.
But obviously this was like a big thing. And then phones came around and everyone was just like, I don't need to use this newspaper to have something to read.
Yeah, yeah.
But I would imagine as well, the trains would be littered in MX newspapers.
Yes.
Like you'd just be like, have all this waste of this, you know, free newspaper that was just left everywhere.
Yeah.
Do you remember the section in MX? It'd be like at the back and it was people would write in and say like, I saw a cute person on the 504 train and they're wearing this
like
and
love
this
letters of the train.
And they'd be like, you know, if you're interested, keep an eye out for this person, like type of thing.
It's you
like
were on the Frankston line.
You were on the Frankston line. You had a red beanie on.
Yeah. You were assaulting an elderly gentleman. And
you just want to say, he deserved it.
You looked a bit like Where's Wally with the red beanie and the white and red striped top up.
But the reason I bring it up is because once me and my friend, we'd write fake ones.
Oh, really?
And they'd get in all the time.
They'd always publish
them. Because how do you vet it?
Yeah.
We just make up stuff like you were wearing an eye patch and stuff like that. And just be like, let's see if this gets in. Yeah, and some of the craziest stuff never got in.
Let's keep describing Tom. So Tom's reading it, he's just like, is this for me?
I'm curious.
You're scrolling through TikTok.
You're like, if you saw this, wear a red beanie. Yeah. Like, you make me wear a certain thing.
If I got into the newspaper or the MX like that, I'd keep those, Damien. Did you keep any of them?
No, because it was, you know, just for funsies.
Have you ever been in like a local newspaper? I feel like I was in like the Leader for a Vox Pop when they came to school to be like, what's your opinion on this? And they're like, and you just give like a one sentence answer.
Do you remember what they asked you about?
I can't remember, but they took a photo of me as well. So I had like my little head in a vox pop of like the local leader newspaper. Yeah,
yeah. There was not me, but my nonna was in the local paper because she used to work at the market, like the fruit market, right?
Yeah, yep.
And it was funny because I had all these quotes from her and it was like very like well spoken. I'm like, my nonna speaks broken English.
Oh, okay.
They have, this is a lie, this article. They've doctored it. They definitely like.
They didn't use it like a lot of ellipses and like, brackets are the right sick.
Why does the word like end in like-a? Like this. Yeah.
You know what? I will say, like, I have this note from my nonno who he left like a letter for when he passed away with like a note for everyone in the family.
Yeah.
That's nice.
And it was like a letter to me and it was written exactly as my nonno would write. And it's just like basically it said, come visit us at our grave when we are gone.
Oh.
But it's like everything is spelt phonetically in like a Croatian dialect.
Oh, so
it's like
so good.
Grave has a J in it. Don't ask me where did he put the J? You put it anywhere.
As long as it's there, it's Croatian. Sense.
But it's like that sort of stuff is like, that's what I remember about getting like birthday cards and stuff like that written by them. Sometimes mum would write it because it's just like it's easier for mum to write it.
Yeah.
But it's like, no, I want the authentic nonno experience.
Because you're reading in his voice.
Yeah, I want to read it as he would read it. And it's the best thing. So for them to like change it, I'm like, that's altering art.
When I read the article, I'm like, this is not my nonno.
Yeah, right.
She may look like her, but she does not speak like her.
What have you done with her?
I wrote in a complaint. I was
no, fair enough.
That's fair enough. That's understandable.
What about you, Marcus? What's your like your closest brush with fame? It doesn't have to be in written
brush
word.
With fame.
You've been on TV? What have you done?
No, I've done nothing.
You've been on TV?
I've done nothing with TV. I mean, I've watched Friends on TV. Like, I've watched you on TV, Damien. Yeah. I've,
when I was on Channel 31.
Yeah. On Channel 31 as well. Yeah.
But I hosted a live show, Tom.
Oh, you did. Okay, sorry. Yeah.
What were you on Channel 31?
Well, my Year 12 movie was put on Channel 31. Yeah.
And that's fine.
Yeah, that's good. But granted, my character was wrapped in bandages. Like,
so while I was... Maybe that's how I made it. Was I in your Year 12 movie?
So you were supposed to be that role, I think. That role was supposed to be you, but you couldn't make it. So I'm like... But big boys got to step up.
Yeah, that's
I gotta do a Kevin Smith.
Just like Tarantino.
Yeah, right.
So that's my brush with fame. I almost made it on the
a role that was supposed to be for Marcus. I would have loved to watch you on that Channel 31 show, though, because I worked on that too as a camera person.
Did you really? That same show?
On the 1700, was it?
Yeah,
yeah. I worked as a camera person
No
on that.
Way.
Yeah. Imagine if I was like, filming you.
Yeah.
All right, guys, get in room. All right, calm down.
That would have been fun if I was working with Tom. Marcus is getting jealous. He's like, no, I'm the glue between you guys. That's how you know each other.
You can't know me separately.
Separately, No, I honestly, I have no brush with fame. I don't go into anything. I don't want the public life.
You're a podcast superstar.
This is my claim to fame.
Yeah. You never know. One day you might be sitting in traffic next to someone with their windows down.
Yeah.
And they're like listening to
this is you.
Yeah, right.
This is you. Yeah.
This is a funny podcast. You're like, I know. It's me.
That'll happen.
I don't know. Let's jump back.
I forgot what the question was.
Free newspaper.
Oh, God.
Free newspaper.
We really. Okay. Anyway.
Okay. I will say, going through someone else's mail is incredibly illegal as well.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Like, you're not allowed to do
but
that.
But if it's a paper on the driveway.
Yep. I don't know. I mean, like, I used to love going through magazines like junk mail.
Yep.
So whenever anyone had like a no junk mail thing, I'm like, why would you do that?
Yeah.
Because like, that's like, you go through Christmas lists. You want to see like what video games are coming out.
Well,
to me was really, really
good. Yeah, like, same. I used to like circle things.
That was a junk. That was actual good mail.
That sort of stuff.
Bills. No.
I remember.
Tom, you legally need to pay those.
They're legally.
They're circled because they're overdue.
Why couldn't this guy take the bills?
Yeah,
he doesn't take the free newspaper.
Take my bills and pay them, sir.
Yeah. I remember when we were younger, Tom. I think you're about maybe like 18. You had a license. But we'd go through all the coupons to see like all the deals from KFC, Hungry Jack's. Mm-hmm.
We would decide we were going to eat based on where the coupons were from.
Yeah, exactly. Course. The coupons led our stomachs.
Yeah, right.
That's fair.
And you know what? With my heart, my head or my heart.
Yeah.
I thought with my wallet.
Yeah,
exactly. And you know, you think about it. They say a way to the guy's heart is through his stomach.
Yeah.
Well, you know what? These free coupons found their way into our hearts.
I think that still translates to now, like, because I get the coupons in the mail.
Yeah.
I don't like Domino's.
No.
But I get the coupons, and sometimes it's like, have 10 pizzas for $1. Yeah, I'm like, oh, maybe this is the time I get
like
Domino's.
Savings. I don't like the indigestion I feel when I eat.
It's funny, you eat like one of those slices of 10 pizzas, like, I regret this. Even this one bite is, although granted, I like Domino's, I like Pizza Hut.
Look, I've said it before, I haven't had Domino's in maybe like 5 years, so maybe it's changed. I don't know.
I have to say this statement. It's not pizza, It's Domino's. Fake pizza.
It's,
yeah.
It's Domino's.
It's pizza in quotations. Yes. I don't know if you've seen, like, you get some vegan foods and it's just like chicken.
Yeah.
But there's no E on it. It's just chicken apostrophe N. It's like, oh, cool. So we're not saying it is chicken, but it's chicken.
Yeah.
Chicken.
It's still pronounced like chicken.
Yeah, right. Pronounced the same way.
Chicken.
Okay. Well, then what do we want to say for the newspaper thief?
I get where this guy's coming from. It doesn't matter if it's free. I think I would be weirded out that my neighbor is just taking something from my property.
Yeah.
Even if it is a free newspaper.
So, I would feel bad being on someone's property.
So the question I also got to ask is, remember when we were kids, Tom? Well, maybe not kids, but, you know, we used to get the newspaper. Actually pay for the newspaper. We'll come on like your weekends or whatever it is.
Herald Sun or something?
And and it's like maybe you went on holiday, or I went on holidays down to the beach, and you knew the newspaper was like, it's like we didn't cancel it.
Yeah, they still deliver it to your house.
It says I'm not home, like a bunch of newspapers are just still sitting wrapped up.
Do you feel
in
like
that.
That's okay to go like to your neighbor's seat and go, well, we don't have the newspaper today. They're not home.
Yeah.
And it's probably like we don't want them everybody to know that nobody's home.
That's looking out for you, though. That's been a neighborhood watch superstar.
Yeah.
And that's different.
And, you know, the payment is the newspaper. You get to read the newspaper.
That's true. But, I mean, we were getting the newspaper anyway. So it's like it's nothing good for me.
Yeah.
Like I don't benefit from having a newspaper that I've already got.
Mm. Yeah.
Unless there are more coupons in it and I get more savings.
And then if there was coupons, I would have given them. Yeah, I would have kept
them. It's like, you know, if I'm doing you a favor so I can keep the coupons. It's like if I was to, I feel like you did this, or some people used to do it with me, it'd be like, you sell this for me on eBay and you can keep the profits.
Yeah.
It's just like, I want to get rid of this thing. And they'd be like, here, take this video game and sell it for me. I'm like, okay, cool. I'll sell it.
Yeah.
You know, I'll make $5 from it.
I've done that.
Yeah,
to you.
Exactly. I'm the sale man.
Yeah.
Do you think in this situation, making a sign would be,
I think so. I think that's acknowledging that I know what you're doing. I know it's wrong.
Yeah.
Because maybe this guy doesn't know that he's like being called out, you know?
Yeah.
Maybe that's something to be like, oh my God, my shame. My shame is being put on Front Street.
Yeah.
It definitely works. There's a neighbor not too far from me where they have on their nature strip, like this really nice plant set up. You guys might have driven past
it. Right.
But they have a sign there that says, like, even though this is on my, like, on my nature strip, do not take any of my plants.
Because it's not their land. It's technically at the front.
Yes, but they've set it all up. And it's escalated. So probably maybe it was still happening. They've put a camera on their nature strip because I guess people were just like, because they're like little pot plants and stuff. So I think people are just like, I'll take that for the house. I'll take a succulent.
Yeah.
That's very succulent.
No, that's fair enough.
Of course, I know my work would say, like little old ladies would come past his house and take plants out of his front garden. And so he had to go out there. He yelled at her and goes, look, I don't want to yell at an old lady. I just want to say to you, I can see you. Yeah. Don't do it.
Yeah.
Like, okay.
What about the laws on like if someone's like lemon trees hanging over the fence and people just take the lemons that are hanging over? Like,
look,
how would you feel about that?
Look, I've done that before.
Is that a lemon tree across the road there? What is that tree?
No, that's the pomegranate tree that I told that story about.
Uh-huh,
when
a
guy came past with his backpack and stole like 20 of them.
That's right. That's right.
That
sort of stuff is also on the level of like taking someone's possessions just because it's like, oh, technically it's in this area or it's free or whatever.
Yeah.
It's technicalities, but I think, a sign's a good idea.
Yeah. Hmm. Or I think your neighbor should just ask, like, if he wants something from it, to be like, when you're done with the paper, if he's after the coupons, do you mind if I take some whatever coupons you don't want?
Exactly.
People just need to act like normal people.
Just have a conversation.
Talking fixes so much of this stuff.
Communication is everything, guys.
Yeah, exactly. I think that's it. Yeah.
Let's leave it there for the killer bees.
Yeah.
Damien.
Oh, actually, I just thought of another idea quickly.
Let's hear it.
I think he should one day open the paper before his neighbor gets there and write a message.
Oh.
And be like, you know, I know what you're doing. Or like, stop stealing my paper.
See, we gave him the adult answer. Now we gave him the childish answer. Yeah. We're good. All right.
Yeah. Choose whichever one you like.
Yeah. But that would definitely send a message.
I like that. A message does send a message.
I know what you did last summer. Yeah, that's it.
Exactly. All right. So I guess it's my turn now.
It's your turn.
Yeah.
This is going to come from the Bermuda Triangle.
Oh.
Because after like seeing one like documentary as a kid about a plane that disappeared apparently over the Bermuda Triangle or a boat.
Yeah.
I was convinced that like I was scared that whenever we went on a flight.
Are we hitting the triangle?
Are we hitting the triangle, Mum?
I'd be like, Mum, Dad, what about the Bermuda Triangle? I don't want to disappear.
Is that just sort of not a thing anymore?
It was never like I actually watched a conspiracy on the Bermuda Triangle.
Oh,
it's not a thing.
But like, are now people just not concerned about it? It's like Bigfoot. So it's like, it's just sort
I think
of
it's
silly.
Kind of been like
hocus pocus.
It's been like looked into and it's like, it's not as like
mysterious
the reputation like that it has of people disappearing but like mysteriously
because it's like airplanes and boats from like the 40s that would disappear and it's
they've all been explained away.
Oh, okay, cool.
So I think a lot of
times when the MH whatever it is,
the Malaysian flight.
Yeah, when that went down, no one was just like, it's a new Bermuda Triangle.
And like, nowhere near it.
Like, the plane went missing.
Nah,
and they're like, not like, it's not a new triangle. It's just, that's what happened.
Yeah, I think the investigations are a lot less naive now. Yeah, well, not the investigations, the people.
Someone's like, the triangle has moved. The triangle has moved. It's aliens.
It's now a rhombus, guys.
Like, oh my God. You thought it was a triangle all along.
The Bermuda rhombus.
Did you ever go to SeaWorlding on the Bermuda Triangle ride?
No.
There was a Bermuda Triangle ride.
That's in poor taste.
People died in that triangle. Okay?
You know what? You disappear. You're gone.
I never went on it because I like my life.
Yeah.
But it was literally just like you go on one of those boats and you just go, it's like a sort of river cruise thing.
Yeah.
You'd go in, there'd be like, literally be like aliens and like a plane hanging from the
is
sky.
Is that for real?
It was for real. It was like 100% for real.
It's like the Love Boat, but for aliens.
Yeah. And then at the end, it does like one of those, it splashes.
I've been on one of those with like the Jurassic Park and
shit. It's exactly like the Jurassic Park ride at Universal that we went on.
Universal.
But with aliens and airplanes and pilots and shit.
Were there any triangles?
Triangles everywhere. Yeah.
With
Jay-Z was like three of diamonds. No, they're diamonds, right?
Three diamonds.
Doesn't he have diamonds?
That's Jay-Z. Yeah. Right, the Rock Nation, baby.
Yeah, right. Rock Nation.
Bermuda Triangle writes in. Am I an asshole for keeping track of the outfits my friends wear?
Oh.
A habit I've had for almost 3 years now is that every day I write down a description of the outfits my friends are wearing. I do this with my friends because I see them every day at school. At first, it was an experiment to see how often people repeat the outfits that they wear. Then I could know how often it's acceptable for me to repeat an outfit. Then it just became a habit. It's cool to see how their styles have changed over the years, and sometimes I can predict what they'll wear based on past data. My friends have never known I've done this. I had a friend over yesterday and forgot I had left my findings open on my computer.
Findings.
I went to the bathroom while she was left in my room, and that's when she saw it. She told me it was weird, and now she's told our other friends. They don't care that much, but they definitely think it's strange. They don't know that I've been doing this for 3 years. They only know about the document I've had for this month. The friend asked me how I'd feel if she did this to me, but I said I'd like if this happened to me, and I think it's cool, and I'd want to see the data. Bermuda Triangle.
Show me the data.
Show me it. Now, see, this is the thing that I always find strange as like a sort of defense. When someone's doing something weird and the defense is, what if people were doing that to you?
Mm.
I mean, they don't give a shit because they're doing it to other people.
If that's your kink, like obviously you'll be like, oh, that'd be so fucking hot.
Yeah.
If you're doing it, if you've been doing it for 3 years and someone's like, how would you feel if someone did it to me? You'd be like, yeah, I'd fucking love it. I love doing it, so why would I not want it done for me?
Tell me what I wore on May 27th.
Yeah, right.
Yeah. Was it hot?
That's my fetish.
Like, that's the thing. Like, he's obviously into that sort of thing. Well, he's into the data.
Yeah.
Right?
And it doesn't seem sexual.
No, it doesn't.
I feel like it's a girl too.
That was unclear.
I don't know if it is a girl, Marcus.
Girls like fashion, and then I think it's irrelevant
to the question anyway.
That's what makes it weirder.
But is it weirder if it's a guy and a girl?
Yes.
And then that is definitely weirder for sure.
Yeah.
I feel like that's stalkering.
Yeah. Yeah.
For sure.
Not stalkering. It's like, it's almost just like
creepy.
Yeah, exactly. It's like she wore the little blue dress with the sun hat and blah, blah, blah.
It depends how like descriptive it was. Like if it was just literally what I'm wearing, like gray t-shirt, black jeans.
Yeah.
If there's no additional comments to be like, you know,
she was fine.
Or even if it's just like, you know, like
booty was popping.
Or even like old gray t-shirt. If they're kind of being descriptive of what I was wearing.
Excuse me.
I think that would hurt a little bit to be like, I think it's a nice gray t-shirt.
Yeah, I'm with you.
Old gray t-shirt.
Yeah, the old
you know what I mean?
Yeah. I'm with you on that. That's a little bit like, hey, is this for data or is this, you're starting to attack me?
Yeah.
Ugly shirt.
Another comment that did come up when I saw people responding to this question were like, oh, are you on the spectrum maybe? Is that why you're like collecting data points?
Yeah.
Mm. And they've said, no, I haven't. I'm not on the spectrum. No. I've never been tested for it. I just like collecting data and doing this.
So
people are thinking about that. That is something that was addressed by the person in the question.
I do like stats and data, and this would probably interest me a little bit.
Yeah.
I wouldn't go as far as to do it though.
Would you be weirded out if like once I read this question, I'm like, by the way, guys, I've been tracking you for the last 3 years, what you've been wearing every day.
I wouldn't be weirded out. I'd be interested. I'd be like the person.
Yeah.
I wouldn't go as far as to do it to people because I think that's a little bit strange. But if someone magical person tell me the stats of like life, I would love it.
Yeah,
the idea of like, you know,
knowing information that you haven't necessarily gone to the effort to do.
Yes.
I've said it before, like about when you pass away, it'd be great to be able to find statistics of your life.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Like when you pause a video game, like I don't know.
How many steps?
GTA, and you're just like, how many people have I like sort of...
wronged.
I was going to say shot, but I'm like...
Yeah, Tom, how many people have you shot?
It's GTA, right? Like, you know, you might be like, how many times have I sneezed? How many times have I done this? How many times have I done that? How many times has...
How many hours have I lost on video games?
Exactly. Like little things like that. I'd love to be able to find that stat. So if I had a friend that's just like, hey, I've been keeping record of everything, I'd be like, thank you.
Yeah.
Depending on what it is, I guess.
I mean, yeah, again, I'd be a little weirded out if the person was a little creepy. Like, doing it is the weird part. It's the stats themselves aren't weird. It's
the stats are cool, but I do think it would make you think of, like, well, what else have they been tracking?
Yes. Right.
Like, it reminds me of that episode of Community where Abed starts tracking, like the girls. He's like, he says something about how I would notice that whenever I was making comments to you guys, you would get angry, like more angry than usual. So I started tracking that, and then he kind of realized he's accidentally tracked all their menstrual cycles.
Yeah.
And he's like, but it was paying dividends because I knew when to speak to you about certain things.
So
so I kept doing it. But obviously it's like a really gross thing to do.
And also he's probably someone that you would say would be on the spectrum as far as the way he is as a character.
I get why this person didn't tell his friends, because I do think if somebody said to me, Damien, I'm tracking what you're wearing.
Yeah.
I think that would compromise the data.
Yeah, of course.
I think the person would be like, so Damien, on April 1st, I told you I was tracking what you were wearing. And then from then on, you were just wearing Gucci all the time.
Yeah,
it was Gucci.
You got stylish.
Damien, are you the devil because you were wearing Prada every day?
Yeah.
You
know? There is. The devil has entered the room.
But also Prada. There's the ethical thing, whereas I guess you're supposed to tell people if you're testing them and tracking them for that type of stuff. For
sure. But how much of that is just like public domain? Like, if you're entering the world, like, and you're wearing whatever, like,
that's you're right.
For
it
me
is
to know and, like, for you not to know.
I don't know.
It's not like you said, if it's not a sexual thing, I mean, even if it is, like, it's not really anyone else's business, right?
It's interesting. Like, all right, let's put it this way. Like, Damien, for example, one Christmas got me a t-shirt.
Yeah.
Now, I've worn that t-shirt, really, like, a lot.
Yeah.
So, I'm sure he's probably noticing every time I'm wearing it. So, that's he is keeping track of... subconsciously is like, oh, he's like that t-shirt. I've done a good job with my gift choosing.
But I'm also not like counting, putting a little notch every time I see you wear that t-shirt.
But today when I came in, I saw Marcus wearing a jacket. I'm like, I have that jacket.
Yeah.
And I know that Marcus has that jacket.
Yeah.
And when I saw it, I'm like, that's the jacket I own.
Yeah.
So like that sort of stuff happens.
Yes.
And that's completely okay.
I think in this situation, I mean, they said they originally started tracking it because they wanted to know how often it's okay to repeat an outfit, which I think a Google search can answer that question for you.
But also, how many years of data do you need?
Yes.
Like you've got 3 years, and you're like, my research is done.
At this point, the research has gone way beyond the initial purpose.
I think he just got, like, he started to like it. You start seeing everything on a sheet, on a spreadsheet, and it's just like, I have to keep going. It's just like when you record your workouts and stuff like that.
Yeah.
Like I've got an Apple Watch and it tells me like how many steps I've done or like how many days you've sort of reached your goal.
Yeah.
And it becomes one of those things to be like, I want to keep reaching my goal. I want to hit my goals. And that's probably what this guy's doing. He's got that sort of data is sort of
the incentive. Data does do something to the human brain because
my
gym app does something as well. At the end of the month, it'll send me like, by the way, your percentage of workouts has increased, so you've worked out more.
Yep.
And then it'll give you a graphic and it'll be like, in weight-wise, you've lifted 10 trucks this month. And I'm like,
fucking truck, baby.
Hey, babe, I lifted 10 trucks this month. Yeah, you know, like it kind of it does something to your brain.
Yeah, for sure. You're like, I'm a big shot.
Yeah.
So this person's like obviously just getting-
What
like,
do you think, for you guys, if someone were tracking you for 3 years, what do you think your most worn outfit would be if you had to think quickly?
It's very easy.
Yeah.
Tracksuit pants because I haven't left the house a lot. Like with COVID and all that, tracksuit pants. And
over 3 years though, you think that would still be?
Over 3 years?
Probably not. Yeah, the most consistent thing. I think for me, like a white t-shirt or a black t-shirt would be like one of the things that's a repeat.
Yeah.
If we're talking casual, it'd be like a white t-shirt or a black t-shirt.
Yeah.
If we're talking work, it's like I'm wearing polos all the time.
All the time.
I'm always in a polo.
When I was going to the office a lot more, I would wear a lot more of my company's t-shirts.
Yeah.
But yeah, right now, like I said, last year it's tracksuit pants and shitty t-shirts that I'm like, I don't mind if I'm lounging all day in this t-shirt.
What about you, Damien?
Tracksuit pants.
Tracksuit pants.
Great t-shirt.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Just the leisure suit.
Right now, I feel like a lot of people would be in the leisure suit bracket.
Yeah.
If they've worked from home a lot.
Yeah.
Work outfits would probably be.
But if you found that out, it's like, who cares?
Yeah.
It's like, all right, cool. That's sort of interesting. Now let's move on.
Yeah.
Once you know the data.
I guess that the only thing situation you can do in this, because I think it's still the friend who's creeped out, I think their feelings are still valid.
Of course.
Because it is something that I would think about it now, be like, geez, so all those times we're hanging out,
yeah,
were you even present or were you just looking at everybody's outfits and be like, commit that to memory, they're wearing that.
Did you go to the bathroom and write it down?
Yeah, I do think I'd be a bit more conscious of what I'm wearing around that person because it is being tracked.
I'd assume they'd have to stop. Like you'd after once well,
you
yeah, sort of
you had to stop yeah
you poisoned the water
yeah
now
yeah.
Like the data is
like I said I'd be wearing Gucci all the time yeah.
It's now it's over, you've got the 3 years of research.
When I'd like what I would like to do as well is if I knew that person was doing it, I'd come up and like, how many times have I worn this outfit? Like
I would love to yeah
I would love to know the stats yeah
plus their friends only know they've been doing it for a month.
Yeah,
I think if they heard 3 years it might change it their might impressions about
yeah.
it
yeah.
And it I do think you. There is a complete validity to them being like, well, this is a bit strange that you've done this. I do think you probably have to come clean and just talk to them about it. So this is what I've been doing.
Yeah.
This is the only thing I've been tracking. I haven't been tracking your meals, you know. Or, you know,
oh, this person likes
Maccas. How many times you say this or anything like that.
I've been calorie counting for you. That's why you're getting fat.
Thanks.
Thank you.
Well, I mean, that'd be helpful. It's like having a dietitian to be like, cool, you need to cut out this because, I don't know.
Yeah. Too much cheese.
It is weird, though. In your diet. And I think that's something that is not, it's not okay for someone to do, you know, on the sneaky side.
Yeah.
If you found out about it, you got to sort of stop.
Do you think if you found this out, you would maybe be like to your friend, oh, you can keep tracking it, it's fine.
No.
Or do you think you'd want it to stop?
I don't really find it that interesting, though. For me, I'm just like, this is what you wore like 3 years ago on this day. I'll be like, okay, cool. It's like, oh, every Wednesday you always, you know, there's a 66% chance that you're going to wear this particular outfit.
Do you know, I find that fascinating.
I mean, but yeah,
because do you know what I'd want them to do?
Yeah.
Like, I'd want them to use the stats and write down what they think I'm going to wear and then show me on the day.
Like in an envelope, they open it up and they go, here it is.
Yes.
Like the Oscars.
I think that would be kind of fun. And they're like, you know,
a game out of it.
Gray hoodie, black jeans, added our shoes. I nailed it. Like they got, two out of three. I think that could be fun.
But like that's for their benefit, I guess. I would want the benefit of being like, give me like a 2 week breakdown. You know, you get your screen time report.
Yeah.
Get like my, my cloth time report.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
So like every 2 weeks, it's like, okay, you wore this outfit, you know, this much time, percent of the time and everything like that.
I would like to know like, oh, do I need to get new clothes or have I worn this outfit too much? Should I rotate them around?
Does this person see them every day as well?
Yeah. Well, they've gone to school, so that's all I'm saying.
Yeah,
they
see them. Sure.
I'm guessing American where they have different than uniforms.
So you wore your uniform every day. Like, yeah, well, no shit. We're at school, dude. Good job.
It was interesting seeing one of the top comments in response to this question was somebody said they had a couple that they were friends with who would track people who would, how often people would go to events they invited them to.
Right.
And it had got down to the point where they'd be like, well, Marcus always says no to Tuesdays, so we just won't invite him for things we do on Tuesdays.
Oh.
And like Tom is more likely to come on a Sunday. So if we want to do a dinner, let's invite Tom on a Sunday.
Yeah.
But I do think that's a really weird way to, the clothes thing I think is kind of
knowing your availability. Like I know like if Marcus has family dinners on a certain night, like I'm not going to see him on that night.
But I do think it is a weird thing to like just completely not invite somebody because your data shows that Marcus usually says no on a Tuesday. Whatever the one time he might say yes, it's a weird way
It's weird to not invite, but I would say it's not weird to not bank on them coming.
Yeah.
Right.
You should just send the invite. If you want them there regardless, if they can't come, at least you invited them.
Yeah,
exactly.
I think that's true, using data for the wrong reason.
No, for sure. I don't know, there's a limit.
There is a limit to everything and I think this is it,
Okay. Cool. I think we should just leave it there for the Bermuda Triangle.
Yeah.
And
maybe the wife should, from your TikTok question, should crunch the numbers on how often he spends on the toilet
and then
hit him some stats at the end of the week.
I'd like to see his screen time report, to be honest. Yeah. I'd love to see that.
By the way, you spent 48 hours on the toilet this week.
I've been really happy. My screen time report tells me every week, it's just like, your usage was down like 7% this week. And I'm like, all right. Like, I'm getting better. But I'm like, is it that much of a problem? You know what I mean?
I am thinking of doing a purge of like maybe just deleting Twitter and Reddit. And
I would recommend Twitter. That's a whole of a place.
Yeah.
But, the other stuff is,
I don't know, Marcus. You just have
I've deleted Facebook. I've deleted that. Yeah, I've deleted the app off my phone.
I don't use Facebook or Instagram. I go on Twitter, Reddit.
Where Twitter gets me is that there's like always new stuff being posted.
Yeah.
On Twitter. There's nothing better than looking at Twitter on the shitter. If you know what I'm saying. No, but like, it's like, it does that thing of like, the TikTok thing where it's like, whenever you open it,
some new stuff.
See some new tweets.
Yeah.
And it's like, all right.
Chirp, chirp.
I will. Chirp, chirp, baby.
Yeah, all right. Chirp. Let's leave it there for the podcast, guys. That's all the time we have for the show.
Hey, we went long today.
Yeah, we did. We did all right, guys. We're on a roll. If you want to get in touch with us, you can email us at tqhpodcast@gmail.com. If you've got a question of your own, if you want to send your screen time reports in, please feel free.
if you found that movie that Tom was talking about, that daytime movie.
B-movie, yeah. Not B-movie.
Not Jerry Seinfeld's B-movie.
Yeah. Let me know, tqhpodcast@gmail.com. But that's all the time we have for the show. Thank you, everyone out there, for listening. Thank you, of course, to Marcus.
Thank you, Tom.
Thank you to Damien.
Thanks, guys.
And as we end every episode, stay curious. 'Again for listening. If you want to get in touch with us and ask us a question of your own, you can email us at tqhpodcast@gmail.com.
That email again, Tom,
is tqhpodcast@gmail.com. We're also on what, Marcus?
We're on Twitter. We're also on Facebook
at tqhpodcast. You can find us there. And we are also on, Damien,
wherever you can get a podcast. That is where the TQH podcast is. Spotify, iTunes, Spreaker, Stitcher, you name it, we are on there.
And if you head over to iTunes, rate, subscribe and leave a review, that would be fantastic. 5 stars if you think we deserve it. Thanks for listening. We'll